If you work in any kind of highly technical field today, I mean, whether you're a student, a researcher, a professional, you get the immense challenge of language, of precision.
Dearly do.
Misinterpreting just one technical term can completely sink a grant proposal or lead to a huge error in the lab.
Or in a field like veterinary care, it could literally affect an animal's health.
Exactly. And that difficulty is precisely what we're diving into today. We're not talking about just general language skills.
No, not at all. This is what's known as English for Specific Purposes, or ESP. For anyone in a science-based field, that kind of precise technical English is, well, it's the absolute key to global research.
Okay, so let's unpack this. Because if you've ever felt completely overwhelmed by a specialized vocabulary, or you've been burned by a bad translation from a general tool.
Oh, trying to look up a niche term in, say, animal immunology.
Right. Then this deep dive is for you. We're looking at a powerful digital solution that came out of a very specific need, but has, I think, huge global implications.
Our mission today is to analyze a study from Can Tho University in Vietnam. It was published in the Australian Journal of Agricultural, Veterinary, and Animal Sciences, and it details the whole process, the development, the features, and the really groundbreaking impact of one single tool.
The Animal Science and Veterinary Medicine Digital Dictionary, or ASVM for short.
That's the one.
We're going to explore why this specialized bilingual dictionary was so necessary, how its creators ensured it was, academically rigorous, and what the real-world data tells us about its success.
And its impact on learner autonomy, which is a huge piece of this puzzle.
Let's start with the basic problem then. Globalization means that being proficient in specialized English isn't really optional anymore, is it?
It's the baseline truth. Science is, for the most part, conducted in English. If you can't read the latest international literature or understand the specs for new equipment, you are immediately at a disadvantage.
And that pressure exists across all of science, but it seems like fields like animal science and veterinary medicine have a particularly heavy linguistic load, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's not just general biology terms.
Right.
The study we're looking at calls it a vast, highly specialized, and continuously evolving body of technical terminology.
That sounds intense.
It is. I mean,
Yeah.
think about the sheer breadth of it. You've got complex anatomy, pharmacology, specific pathology jargon, and then cutting-edge stuff like animal biotechnology. Just mastering the vocabulary for ruminant nutrition alone is a huge task.
So, if you're a Vietnamese university student and you're trying to engage with a research paper from the US or the UK, the deck is already stacked against you. And traditional tools, they just don't cut it.
They fail dramatically. I
Yeah.
mean, for one, a printed dictionary is static.
Outdated the second it's printed.
Exactly. A new field, like, say, avian influenza sequencing, comes along with new terminology, and the book on your shelf is useless. Plus, they have no modern pedagogical support, no audio, no visuals.
I'm guessing the modern shortcut, just plugging it into something like Google Translate, probably creates more problems than it solves.
It creates enormous risks. General translation tools are built for common usage, not for precise semantic technical meaning.
Right.
So if you ask it to translate a term related to, I don't know, feed technology or a specific metabolic disease, you'll often get something that's nonspecific or even dangerously wrong.
Which can cripple research or clinical care.
Absolutely. So the source material, it surveyed at least 18 different institutions in Vietnam, and it found this crucial systemic gap. They were teaching English for specific purposes, but there was no specialized bilingual digital dictionary that actually worked for these fields.
The problem wasn't the effort, it was the lack of the right tool.
Precisely. They knew what they needed to close that knowledge gap.
Okay, so let's transition into how they built that tool. The ASVM dictionary started as this big collaborative effort at Can Thaw University. And it wasn't just a language project, was it? It was a serious technical undertaking.
That's a critical point. It needed two very different skill sets. You had the Faculty of Animal Science, who provided the domain expertise. They knew which 10,000 terms were essential.
And what they actually meant in context.
Yes. And they partnered with the School of Information and Communication Technology, who built the platform itself.
And this wasn't a quick thing. The development took, what, almost 3 years? From June 2019 to April 2022. The study mentions they use VBNet and MS Access, which is interesting. Why those specific tools?
That's a great question, and I think it points to really smart, practical resource management. They weren't trying to build a huge global commercial app. They needed a stable, reliable, self-learning tool for their community.
So fit for purpose.
Exactly. VBNet provides a strong framework for the application, and MS Access is actually excellent for handling a complex, structured database of over 10,000 terms without huge licensing fees. It allowed a university team to deploy something robust, fast.
And this is where the academic rigor really comes in. This wasn't just a list of translated words. The data had to be authoritative.
Yes, the content's authority is what gives it its academic weight. They used industry standards like Black Student Veterinary Dictionary and the Veterinary Medical Terminology Guide and Workbook.
And they also used specialized Vietnamese glossaries to make sure the local translation was spot on.
Right. But the most important part, I think, was the human layer. The terms weren't just copied over.
They were curated.
Curated and reviewed by subject matter experts at the university lecturers and researchers. That expert review is what guarantees that the definition for a term like ruminal acidosis is precise and functional, not just a generic translation.
That detail really shines through in the design. They built it as a truly multimodal learning tool. Let's talk about the seven components for each term.
The structure is, I think, the pedagogical genius of it all.
Yeah.
You have the basics, of course, part of speech, English definition, Vietnamese equivalent. But then they added features that solve the biggest learning pain points.
Like pronunciation. You can read a complex medical term 100 times and still have no clue how to say it.
Exactly. So each entry has the International Phonetic Alphabet, the IPA transcription, and critically, it has audio of the pronunciation.
Both British and American accents in some cases.
Yes. That solves that core problem where you understand the meaning on the page, but you can't actually use the word in a professional conversation.
And for a physical discipline like animal science with anatomy and equipment, visuals have to be a game changer for reducing cognitive load.
Oh, they're absolutely vital. The illustrative images are key for complex anatomical structures. Think about, you know, the chambers of the heart or specific bones.
Or recognizing a piece of equipment.
Right. A clear image gives you instant retention that a paragraph of text just can't match. They also included related technical terms, which helps users build those bigger mental frameworks of knowledge.
And then there's accessibility. It's on a website, asvmdali.com, and on mobile apps. But the community part is really interesting, this semi-open model.
Yes, that's what keeps the resource alive and dynamic. The core content is controlled by the academic team for quality. Mm. But registered users, students, vets, lecturers, can actually suggest new terms or edits.
So it evolves with the community's need.
In real time. It completely solves the static problem of a printed dictionary.
Which leads us right into the usage data. This is where you see the proof of concept, right? Since it launched in April 2022, the adoption has been, well, explosive.
It just validates the need. As of November 2025, the website had, get this, 85,412 visits.
Wow.
And 2,153 mobile app downloads. For a super specialized academic tool, those are massive numbers.
That's 85,000 times a student or a professional got an immediate authoritative answer instead of, you know, wading through a general search and risking a bad translation.
It's an enormous reduction in cognitive load. And the user base shows it's supporting lifelong learning, not just students cramming for an exam.
Who's using it?
Undergrad and postgrad students, of course.
Yeah.
But also practicing veterinarians, university lecturers, and even professionals in livestock feed and pharmaceutical companies. It serves the entire ecosystem.
And the informal feedback they gathered really highlights what people value most. I keep coming back to the pronunciation and the images.
Users specifically pointed to those features. They said they dramatically improved retention, especially for the really dense anatomical and pathological jargon.
The ability to pull it up on your phone, see a visual, hear the word, and get the Vietnamese equivalent, that's so powerful.
It makes learning functional. It integrates it right into your daily professional life.
So we know it fills a gap, but let's put its advantages side by side with conventional tools. The difference is pretty stark.
Well, look at the most critical factor in a technical field. How often is it updated?
Right.
A printed dictionary is low, static. It's obsolete the day it's printed. Hmm. The ASVM dictionary is high, dynamic, continuous. That's essential.
And the learning supports are just in a different league. No audio or visuals in the old tools.
Here you have IPA transcription, audio pronunciation, and integrated visuals. That integration is key for modern learning. It supports learner autonomy and self-directed study. And critically, the bilingual design reduces the risk of misinterpretation.
It's clear they built an incredibly successful tool. But, you know, in technology, success is always a temporary state. The researchers were really open about the current limitations.
And that honesty is crucial for what comes next. The system is excellent for looking things up, but it's still mostly a reference tool. It doesn't have integrated learning exercises.
Things like quizzes or flashcards.
Exactly. Things you need for active skill reinforcement, to move a term from short-term memory into your long-term professional vocabulary.
And on the tech side, the search is still pretty basic. It's not personalized.
Right. It doesn't use AI or machine learning yet. So it can't look at your search history and say, hey, you seem to be struggling with reproductive terminology. Here are 5 related terms you should check out.
Which brings up the most exciting question about its future. How does AI transform this from a reference tool into an adaptive learning partner?
That is the ultimate vision. AI integration would allow for truly personalized vocabulary recommendations, adaptive learning paths. It would shift the whole platform from a passive resource to an active tutor.
And they're also planning more interactive modules, right? Like quizzes and short videos.
Yes, all of that. Plus, they're tackling practical considerations like accessibility. They know internet access isn't universal.
So offline access is on the roadmap.
Plans for offline access or downloadable content are in the works for users in more remote areas.
And finally, the framework itself is just too good to keep it limited to animal science.
It's a fully replicable model. The goal is to expand it to related disciplines like agriculture, aquaculture, food technology, environmental science.
It's a big pedagogical shift.
It is, moving away from just rote memorization toward functional, contextualized language use. That's the cornerstone of modern outcome-based education.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener? I think the ASVM Digital Dictionary is this beautiful blueprint. It shows academic experts finding a massive real-world learning barrier.
That language gap in a highly specialized field.
And then leveraging simple, accessible digital tech to just smash right through it on a huge scale.
It proves that in these fields where precision is everything, a tool that's multimodal, bilingual, and dynamically updated isn't just a nice to have. It's a foundational requirement for bridging that gap between a national education system and global professional standards.
We've seen this model succeed in Vietnam for the complex demands of animal science. So this brings us to a final provocative question for you to think about. Given the absolutely unrelenting pace of scientific change, should every highly technical discipline that relies on international English, from materials engineering to quantum computing, now be thinking about creating their own specialized, dynamically updated, bilingual digital dictionary?
To ensure that knowledge gets transferred rapidly and accurately, this dedicated, expert-curated framework that started in Vietnam, it might just be the new global standard for technical education.